about experiences of other people, and they told it.
Well, they told about here. Mm-hmm. I forgot how many wives he had lost, a bunch of them in epidemics.
Old man by here had 5 wives, it said in here.
I don't doubt that.
I didn't never even know that until I read it over again.
Uh-huh. You know, when Mr. Hearn died and they went through all his papers, they found property title to about 8 or 10 different women.
Sure enough.
That he had lived with. It was just...
Mm-hmm. This one Hearn Street.
That's right.
And I'll tell you a good one. We're going to talk about something old, a good one, where the graveyard is, the old grave, what do they call it? Founders Park.
Founders Park, uh-huh.
Mr. Hearn's, not with Mama, the other one, which that lived down there where Russell's house is now. They're at the right across the street there in Action Home years ago. They owned all the everything. They owned all that stretch up there. Well, the Founders Park is a high spot in Blytheville. A lot of people don't know that, but it is. It's a ridge that runs down through Blytheville. That's the highest. And she attested to the fact that during the Civil War, the troops stopped here in December one year. And the reason that's a graveyard, and it's nothing that very few people know about, the reason it's a graveyard, they had a bunch of troops who had died wounded and from malaria and things of this nature, and they wanted a place to bury them, and they was in wagons and what have you, and that was the only place in the entire county they'd run across that was out of water. So they buried them there, and that's why it's a graveyard.
Well,
but now you couldn't get, you know, that's one of those romantic sounding kind of things, but that was straight
but
from...
But that one was the room that
yeah.
And Bly is buried there. Bly
is buried.
Also, it has a pulpit, and it... A Founders Park, you have to walk around and look at it.
Yeah, they got a lot of the old-timers' names and stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
But see, there was a lot of folks buried there that you know...
Nobody knew.
There were no stones. There wasn't nobody to make stones.
No stone makers.
Mm-hmm. There wasn't, you know, there's no...
This is the picture of what goes on at Founders Park. That's
park
the new water park.
Yeah.
It's down Walnut Street, down, not too far down, about the fifth, into the fifth block.
But there were a lot of folks buried around here that you know, they come and gone, but don't even have graveyards.
Well, like out here, now you've always lived in this house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Of course, he has his own home, but this is where he was born.
Yeah,
in town.
This was the one.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, like when you were growing up out here, and then when you were living out here before, I'll get a comparison here. What was it like out around here?
Well, it was just a field and some barns. And the Hargett home was down below us here, the Moody home. And this was field, my stabbit had all this was just in cotton or corn or whatever you put out there. All this way back, going way back this way, old drainage ditch down this way. You think of anything else?
Well, it used to be awful quiet around here.
Yeah. I bet
it was a lot different.
We had no traffic and we could get in and out of our driveway, I'll assure you.
Well, when I was a kid.
Yeah, the Fred Walls were down this way. There
when
was
I was a kid.
Nice homes down there.
Live down here.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, you know, at night the only noise you could hear would be off Highway 61. That's all on the other side of town.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to sit out in the front yard and look at the stars and then watch the searchlight off the boats on the river.
Oh, you could see that.
But now it's so bright around here.
You couldn't
see it.
No, you couldn't see it.
Noise comes from everywhere around here now. But it was extremely quiet. That's one thing that you can. And I can remember, and it was hardly any noise from town at all.
I was the noisiest one. And he'll vouch for them.
Well, they used to race out here in front of the house. That was noisy sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
But it's a lot different now than what it used to be as far as this always used to be chicken yards and stuff out here.
People used to come and spend the day with you, and there were no hurry to go home, and if it was like sometime kinfolks would drop in unexpected. You wouldn't even know they were coming. And they'd come and spend 3 or 4 weeks.
3 or 4 weeks?
Had it happen. And we had 10 folks I didn't even know on this side. They would come, and you'd have to give them a job of work so they'd get enough money to get in their car and get gone.
So they could go home.
So they could go home. It's nice to have company,
Very,
I think.
You watch Jed Clamp and LMA sometimes. It's pretty close to a lot of things.
It sure is.
You'd be surprised. That
really?
Stuff hits home a lot of
times. Yes,
time
sir. That hillbilly just about like it.
Yes, it's